The First Lady was the featured speaker at a luncheon with more than 100 people held at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. Tickets started at $1,000 with a top donation set at $2,500. Local organizer John Pucci, a Springfield attorney, said the sold-out event exceeded the goal, which was to raise $250,000.
If you measure enthusiasm, it's got to be pretty much a 10 on a 1 out of 10 scale.
From Springfield, the First Lady was to travel to Pittsfield for a fundraising reception at the Colonial Theater, where James Taylor was to perform. In the evening, Mrs. Obama is to attend a dinner at the Richmond home of Governor Deval Patrick and his wife Diane. Tickets for that event began at $20,000. An Obama campaign official said proceeds from all three events will benefit the Obama Victory Fund, the Democratic National Committee, and several state Democratic parties. Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield said it's critical to be raising money even with the election just 3 months away.
Another element here that bears noting, and it's very, very important, and that is the reality of what Citizens United has unleashed. More than 50% of the money collected by super PACs across the country has come from 47 people. And it really distorts the reality of what fundraising has come to mean. So you disarm at your own peril.
No audio or video coverage of the fundraiser was allowed. A transcript of Mrs. Obama's remarks was to be made available later. A crowd of about 24 people gathered outside the Hall of Fame to watch as a motorcade brought Mrs. Obama through the parking lot and into an underground garage where she entered the building. Even though the First Lady had no other events in Springfield, Mayor Dominic Sarno said it was still an honor to have her visit.
Well, I think it means a lot to the city of Springfield. It continues to put us on the map. You know, my goal is I'd love to get President Obama to come down here and shoot some hoops in the near future, being the one and only home of the Basketball Hall of Fame in the world. But again, we're honored and privileged to have Michelle Obama, the First Lady of the United States of America, here.
Not everyone at the Springfield fundraiser was a well-heeled donor or politically connected. 20-year-old Sheldon Gaynor, a social justice and anti-poverty activist, said he was invited to attend by someone who purchased a ticket for him.
This is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm just glad to be, part of this. I got called and they were like, hey, do you want to come and go see Michelle Obama? And I'm like, of course I would. And I was like really stoked to hear about it.
The Western Massachusetts fundraising blitz was the conclusion of a 2-day campaign swing through New England by the First Lady. It included 2 public rallies Thursday in New Hampshire. Political analyst Anthony Signoli said the fact the First Lady is only fundraising in Massachusetts underscores how the two states are expected to vote in November.
They're not worried about carrying Massachusetts for Obama. New Hampshire's a different story, though. As we know, in the last couple of months, it's really become a new swing state, hence the necessity for Michelle Obama to get out and press the flesh.
During the New England campaign swing, Mrs. Obama stressed the new slogan she unveiled this week, It Takes One. An appeal to supporters to bring one more person on board, a relative, friend, or neighbor. It underscores the belief that this November's election will be closer than 4 years ago and will come down to just a few votes. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.